It's all set up for a winner-takes-all cracker in Bally Buffet as Donegal face Tyrone in 2 weeks' time with a place in the All-Ireland semi-final at stake. The Red Hands pushed champions of Dublin all the way, but they too succumbed, like every other side has done over the past 4 years, as the champions extended their winning championship run to 25 games. A gripping encounter at Healy Park stretched the All-Ireland champions to the limit, and they had to call on all their experience and class to make it over the line with the help of a second-half goal from James McCarthy. Tyrone were ahead by the 11th minute, Peter Hart collecting Ronan McNamee's return pass to send over his second score. Dean Rocket earlier edged the Dubs ahead, and he had the sides level from a free before a brilliant Jack McCaffrey score regained the lead for the Sam Maguire Cup holders. Both sides got serious numbers behind the ball, but as the game wore on, defenders Michael McKiernan, Frank Burns and Tiernan McCann did begin to break lines with some success, and it was McKiernan's assist that sent McCann through to bring the sides level. Brian Hard and Philly McMahon picked off scores from distance, but with their front men well tied up, Tyrone were able to craft scores from deep, and two more scores from defenders, Burns and McKiernan, narrowed the gap to one. John Small's score sent the Dubs in with a 7-5 interval lead, and as Tyrone committed more men forward, Kieran Kilkenny was able to find space in which to express his creativity. He played a central role in the 40th minute goal netted by McCarthy, after his initial shot had been saved by Niall Morgan. With Kilkenny orchestrating from deep, Dublin were able to starve their opponents of possession, but often ran out of road for the final pass. But the introduction of Kevin McManaman and Cormac Costello gave them more directness, and their freshness added to the growing pressure on the Red Hands. When Tyrone did get forward, they found Johnny Cooper in inspired form at the back for the champions, and long before the finish, the home side was living off scraps. Brian Fenton imposed himself in the midfield battle as Rock pushed Dublin into a 5 points lead, with Keane O'Sullivan finding space going forward. But Tyrone threw everything into attack in the final 10 minutes and substitutes Kieran McGeary with 2 points and Harry Loughran and Mark Bradley all pulled back points in a thrilling finish. But time ran out for Tyrone and Dublin made it through to the semi-finals. Final score, Dublin 114, Tyrone 14 points.